I gotta elevate.
So what do you do after there's nothing to swipe? Well, if you're like me, you just have no idea what to do. I remember I was living in the Caribbean in St. Barts, and we just got hit by this Category 5 hurricane that destroyed the whole island and basically blew us to Florida. We opened an office in Florida, and we just knew the future was e-com, but in reality, I just felt so stuck. You started to feel like you really just have no idea what you're doing, you know, as far as the cool results we had gotten from media buying and being affiliates. We actually had no idea what we're doing if we didn't have something to rip and download and model after. It felt like I had no skills whatsoever, right? Just outside of like using Sitesucker and downloading other people's pages and testing them out for myself. I had a couple of ideas on what could work now because we had some big campaigns and we had some things that had scaled. So I knew that specific things could work, right? I knew that you could go explosion if you just uploaded the right thing to Facebook and then it would just go nuclear, right? It would just start printing money and people would start buying. As we're living in Lake Worth, Florida, we start to meet a bunch of new friends. And one of these guys is named Dennis. Now, Dennis had a job at an accounting firm, and he saw the crazy results that we kind of had and the crazy life that we were living, and he's like, hey, man, I want to come work for you guys. And I'm like, nah, I can't. I'm busy. I'm trying to crack this e-com thing. I don't really know what I'm doing. And he's like, okay. And then one day he just walks in the office and he's like, hey guys, I just quit my job at an accounting firm. I'm gonna come just hang out here for a while. And I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool. You know, I love anybody who just goes up and quits their job and just chases their dreams, right? I had done that many times when I was kind of growing up, despite how much that destroyed me, swinging that swing. So I talked to my team and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna train Dennis. We're gonna make him a media buyer. So every other day or something, Dennis would come over to my house and we would do this fun creative exercise where we'd smoke a bunch of weed and try to figure out how to crack this campaign and try to figure out how, what to do and what to get in there. And at the same time, I would be teaching Dennis, like, you know, the basics of media buying and how to get started and everything that I had learned up to that. And after a few months of this, one day, Dennis, and this is a shout out to anybody who's new, anybody who's just getting started. Dennis has this big idea. He goes, Peter, you guys have done like tens of millions of dollars in sales as an affiliate, right? What were you doing? Oh, we were running advertorials, right? We were using advertorials to sell all these products. And he's like, well, why don't you just take these advertorials that were making so much money and why don't you just rewrite them? And I'm like, no, dude, I'm like the worst writer ever. You know, I'm a D student. I barely passed high school in the English class. I almost flunked out of high school because of English. I'm just the worst student. I hate writing. I can't write. I can never do this. I can never write something like this. And he's like, no, man, I think we can do this. Let's pull up. So we pulled up one of our landing pages and we just started going through it like literally word by word. And it was something like authority figure reveals how to stop problem. Or like, all right, well, we have an authority figure, so let's, boom. Instead of authority figure, let's swap it with our authority figure. And for this one, problem, let's take this and replace it with this problem. And okay, that looks like the mechanism for what I learned a long time ago. Let's replace it with this one. Oh, this is a story. Yeah, there's a story here. Let's put the story in here. And we just started going through and just slowly, one by one, just piecing kind of things. And it looked ridiculous, but as we started going to the bottom, right, we stumbled upon all these little sales pieces that started being created. There was this like 7-day transformation where they tried it for 1 day, 3 days, 7 days, and they had this transformation. I was like, okay, we need to have one of those. Oh, there was this money back kind of guarantee thing in there. Okay, they have one on the website. Let's talk about it here. And as we started going through this advertorial and just replacing different words that would promote our own product, suddenly this advertorial started coming together. Suddenly, something amazing started being born. We started replacing these testimonial pictures with our testimonial pictures. And as we started doing that, it just became alive. An amazing advertorial started coming alive. And suddenly we really felt like, oh my God, we're suddenly onto something here. But there was this feeling of something so much more bubbling inside of me. Because all of a sudden, this light in the tunnel appeared, right? I had felt so stuck and trapped and did not know what to do to crank out e-com campaigns, did not know what to do to make monster campaigns. And as I started writing this, my eyes lit up and I just started beaming because all of a sudden I knew what to do. All of a sudden I just knew that, oh my God, I can actually rewrite these things. This isn't that hard. This is pretty easy. I just go one sentence at a time and just try to solve the problem of each sentence and reverse engineer this path to the top of Mount Everest that these guys created before me. But even more than that, I knew that I could do this for any landing page, any sales page, anything I had ever even seen. I can just reverse engineer everything. And I had all these advertorials. And it just was like, I could do this across any, like this whole blue ocean of opportunity suddenly appeared before my eyes because I just knew that I could easily rewrite any landing page, any sales page, anything. I could do this forever. Like this was like a newfound superpower that I felt like I had in my hands that I could use to absolutely transform my life and hit monster numbers I'd never experienced before. So man, we were excited. Dennis and I started hanging out every single weekend and he would come over, we would smoke a little bit of weed and we would just start reverse engineering each one of these landing pages, just brainstorming with each other, just having the time of our lives, just laughing and putting things in there and coming up with each of these advertorials and then launching them the next day. And suddenly, we started getting sales. So what does this all mean for you? Could rewriting advertorials really be one of the foundational secrets for not only you to increase your own copywriting game or your own chops, your own skill set, but could it be the path for you to have endless amounts of opportunities, endless amounts of world-class monster swings for you to double your high score and get the ball in the game? Could it really be possible? If you ask me, the answer is yes. Ha! You guys heard that before. Yes, it absolutely can. In fact, that's what worked for me, and that's what I want you guys to start by getting started. Before you get into VSLs, start with the advertorials. Start by rewriting advertorials and reverse engineering these story flows. Find the biggest campaigns you could find on the internet and start reverse engineering them and getting them written. Because as we started launching these advertorials, we started to become profitable. We started to get the first big kind of sales. I have a lot of one-on-one coaching students, and a lot of these guys are running monster advertorials. A lot of big e-com guys, all they have is advertorials. If you ask all like the big dropshipper guys, it's just advertorials. That's really they're selling their stuff. They haven't figured out how to take an advertorial and turn it into a VSL. Winning advertorials are basically just like giant to-do list, right? That's how you kind of want to look at it. Most people look at, like, they have like these copywriting flows, like do this, do this, do that. The advertorial in other people's campaigns are my to-do list in the proper order. It tells me I need this, I'll say it like that. You need this in a row, mechanism, you need big problem, you need a nightmare story, you need an analogy, you need a quote from a famous person here, right? You need the 7-day transformation sequence there. As you start to reverse engineer these things, you start to create brilliant, brilliant pieces of advertising work without knowing a whole lot about advertising. It was incredible. But heed this warning, rule number one, if you want something to be a monster, you must model the monsters. Make sure it's proven. So here's the task for today. I want you to go and find one of the biggest advertorials you can on any one of the spy tools, or even find one of the biggest campaigns you've ever seen, and I want you to rewrite it. I want you to rewrite it as your to-do list. Just relax and come up with your first variation. You know, an advertorial that is a 2 out of 10, like a really shitty advertorial, is better than a 0 out of 10, an advertorial that doesn't exist. Take it, something that doesn't exist, you make it really shitty, and then you review it and it becomes okay, and then you get someone really good to review it and it becomes 11 out of 10. That's how these things are kind of born. So my task for you is to create your first advertorial. Start by practicing your chops or getting your copywriter to practice their chops or find the biggest campaign that you can and have your writer rewrite it. And as you start to do that, you'll start to discover you have an entire blue ocean in front of you, an entire world of endless opportunities for you to take world-class swings to explode your brand to the next level. See you in the next video.